When you've been searching for the right insight, advice, and information on financial marketing, you know where to go. The Speakeasy, the exclusive source for financial marketing insights with a shot of human. Starring Kelly Hellickson and Hillary Reed from Empowerfy, strategy-infused, data-driven marketing solutions for financial institutions nationwide. And on this episode, Kelly Hellickson and Hillary Reed talk about empowering your workforce and how you can upskill yourself, your team, and inspire those around you. Now, here's your hosts, Kelly Hellickson and Hillary Reed.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Hill, how you doing today?
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Cal. Not too bad. I'm kind of cold in my office, even though it's 65 degrees and rainy out. I have the heater on.
That's hilarious because I'm melting over here in good old Wisconsin. Hey there, what air?
Yeah, your air conditioning's not working.
All right. Nope, it stinks.
That sucks.
All right, what are we talking about today?
So we asked a few people about what types of things empower them in their workplace, talking about remote work versus in-house work, because we know half of us are, I don't even know if it's really half of us, but half of us are back to working in the office and half are still staying remote. And that's kind of a new thing. So we thought it would be interesting to talk about the differences, the pluses, the minuses of working in-house versus remote, and find out what's inspiring, what's empowering, how you can upskill yourself, how you can inspire those around you and whatnot. So we asked a bunch of people these questions, and I want to read a couple of the answers and just kind of chat about it and see if everybody feels the same. All right. So when we asked people what things empower you in your workplace, working remote versus working at an in-house job, and what things are unempowering, and one of the answers we found was, I find remote work much more empowering than my previous in-house desk job because it offers me the freedom and flexibility to run my day. As a creative person, I feel this is so inspiring, and I still need to stick to my priorities and daily tasks, but I love the opportunity to go for a walk, work at a coffee shop, or take a midday break for errands if I'm feeling uninspired. And when I do that, I find that I'm much more willing to come back to my work more frequently in the off hours. And often the ideas that come to me when I'm not at my desk happen organically and naturally, and everybody seems to love them a bit more. So that's something that this person felt empowering. Let's chat about that. Kel, you've worked in both remote and in-house. How do you feel about that?
I have. And, you know, I went fully remote when we moved to Seattle, as you well know, in 2015. And I went from managing a team of anywhere from 5 to 10 in office with each other, sales, you know, like a boiler room. I went from that, and it was really loud and chaotic, to staring at a wall, right? So when I did that, I just kind of researched and got my hands on anything and everything I could that talked about setting yourself up for success in working remotely away from your team. You have to be really disciplined. There are a couple tricks. You never want to face a wall. So my husband and I, we got a cool little room divider, set up a little makeshift office in one of the bedrooms, and I made sure that I was always facing out a window so that I had natural light. I think that the ambiance and the setting is extremely important. I think lighting plays a really big role. You know, we've kind of shifted and moved here and there. And when I find myself working out of a room, out of my home that doesn't have a window, I just find it uninspiring, right? And sales, we have our own creative brain. So creative to a designer and creative to a sales is different, but you still need inspiration, right?
Yeah, I feel you with that office part. Even at our corporate office, we have this big basement that could make for a really incredible, huge office. And I refuse to work from down there because there's no natural light, there's no window. And there is something about that for me, I can't handle it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and we actually recommend to our team, because Empowerfy is a completely remote company, and we always have been from the beginning. So it's interesting when everyone here, our clients and things like that, are just starting to work from home. We're like, oh, let us know if you need any tips and tricks. We've been doing it for a while. But one thing that we always tell new employees who join us and who are just starting in the remote workforce is try creating a routine that allows you to, say, leave the house in the morning, even if it's for a walk or to get the mail or to go get coffee, and then come back in through your front door, and as if that is your office. It is your office, but walking back in the front door can be inspiring and empowering because it sets the mindset for the day.
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate. I love that. And with this pandemic, it's interesting. Well, not interesting that you say that, because I know it's for us, you're right. We've been remote since inception. So we've known all these little tricks and tips, but Brad had to come from office and working with, he manages like a team of 30. And then when the pandemic hit, he had to work from home, and that posed, of course, several challenges. But for him, he is just an absolute creature of habit, and he needs routine. So he would get up every morning early, and he'd get ready, and he'd drive to Quick Trip, get his coffee, and then come back home, walk downstairs, go into his office, shut the door, and we wouldn't see that man until like lunchtime. And he said, if I don't do this, I'm not going to succeed.
Yeah. It's so true. I used to, now that I've been working from my home office quite a bit, I have coffee in the kitchen, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to work. And every time I go into my office, I say, see you guys later. Bye. And I say goodbye to anyone who's in the house, because to me, it makes it feel like I'm actually going to work. But sometimes I do have to take space after I have coffee in the kitchen. I have to sit and meditate for a minute so I can get my head in the right workspace. It is hard to go from a home office out into the kitchen, out into the living room, out into the bedroom, and not think of it as all home.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And I'm curious, Bill, what do you think? Because with the pandemic, I mean, were you typically in studio and then you had to morph and like get everything set up in your home office? Or did you have a big transition period?
Not really. I was always remote, so I've been used to working out of the home for years and years. But I think it depends on the person as well. Some people need that. I need to get out of the house. I have a nephew. Same thing as you were saying, Hillary. I have a nephew. He gets in the car and he goes and gets coffee every morning. He's got to get out of the house and kind of simulate I'm driving somewhere and then come back into the office to feel like, okay, I'm ready for work now. So it all depends on the person. It is a mindset. For me, I've never had that where I've had to feel like I've had to go out. I'm perfectly fine rolling right into the home studio office and going. So when I started remote working, somebody said to me, I don't know if you're going to like it. Some people just don't like it. And I loved it. I loved kind of the one, there's no commute. That's great. I love the freedom, like you were saying. So as long as I get my work done, I can run out in the middle of the day if I have to. That freedom to get the kids or do something, I have that freedom to do that, which is really liberating. And then if I'm working at 8 o'clock at night to finish something up, that's fine. So I've always found working out of the house really, really nice. As long as the work gets done, and people do work at different times and they're more creative at different times, so it can be beneficial to people like that.
Yeah, and that's so true. It's funny because we say, as long as you get your work done, you know. And with Kelly and I, we're the type of people where if we get our work done, we'll create more work. So it can almost be a bad thing because we're like, oh, our work's done and I have all this extra time, or I have some time in the evening, I could just walk into my office. Let me create more work. Let's go bigger.
Well, it can be.
Yep.
Right, because you're always at work. You have to learn to, and I have a problem with this too, you have to learn to, it's like 6 o'clock, just shut your door, and that means you're out of the office.
Boundaries.
Shut the door, I'm done for the night.
Exactly.
So if you leave that door open, oh, I got to do that. Oh, I got to go in and check that email. Oh, I've got to, so I've learned to not check email after a certain time because I'll be sucked right back in again.
Yeah.
The same person that said that those are the things that they find empowering, they said what they find unempowering at previous, because this person works remotely now, so what they find unempowering is that the grind where they sit there, do work, go home, it feels like a lot of pressure. And maybe that's because going from, you know, now that they have the remote experience, they look back and think, that was a lot of pressure. Sit there, do work, probably have, you know, have someone watching over your shoulder, and then go home. And that feels like pressure and the grind. So that's what they feel unempowering. I think most people we talk to feel that way about remote work.
Well, and just think about it. Like, if we sit back and look back, to ask a designer, a creative mind and brain to only create something magical and beautiful from the hours of 8 to 5. It's kind of ironic and it's really kind of funny. Like, what?
Yeah.
So I think that she's spot on with that. Yeah. What do you find unempowering, or what did you find unempowering when you went into the office day in and day out? Okay, that's a loaded question. I know.
Don't get me started on that. But there's lots of things I found unempowering. I think the biggest thing I found unempowering about, whether it was the office or remote, I really didn't work remote much, but when I was in the office, it would be sort of the lack of autonomy to make decisions. The lack of, I don't want to call it trust, but the lack of autonomy to make decisions. I mean, you hired me to do a certain job. If you're not going to let me do that job on my own or trust me to do it, that would be, I think, what would be unempowering. How about you?
Same thing. It's just like kind of I was saying before, you know, sales. We have our own creativity and discipline and smile and dial and mentalities, and you have to really psych yourself up mentally. And so for that to only happen a certain way at certain hours, you know, and take your lunch break from noon to one. I found that really unempowering because I feel like when you have creative liberties and autonomies, you're so much more successful, period.
Absolutely. And you know, that actually leads into something that somebody else said when we asked this question, that there's a certain amount of trust inherent in a remote position, or at least those that where there isn't a program installed on every computer tracking your keystrokes and things like that. We're going to assume that your remote work isn't like that. But there's a certain amount of trust inherent in a remote position, and that trust in and of itself is very empowering. And that kind of trust blatantly says, I hired you because I believe in your skills and your work ethic, and I can expect the work to be done properly and on time without unnecessary pressure. And I mean, that equals empowerment. And that's a big, important feeling. And it can cut down on burnout and keep employees engaged and even better, proud or invested in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Trust is a motivator. It can be an empowerment or it can be an unempowering thing for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then the last question that we asked, and actually I had this quote in here. I wanted to find it because I thought it was really neat. How do you try to inspire those around you, and what are you inspired by from those who you work with? One of the answers was that I find that it's much easier to find inspiration and to inspire others when I'm connected to my teammates, not just who they are as an employee, but understanding the human behind the work. I thought that was really, really neat, finding out who the person is. And we pride ourselves on each individual strength of a person is makes us who we are, right? Our differences and our similarities as actual humans makes our organization who we are. And then this person said, I find that we can easily get down to business, quote, when needed without all the drama if we really know who each other are. And as Brené Brown says, strong back, soft front, wild heart. And that's what inspires this person to stay connected daily with herself and her coworkers. I really love that quote.
That's fantastic. Yes. And of course, we love Brené Brown. Absolute shout out to that woman, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What was the name of that book, Kelly, that we read?
Oh, and I just talked to somebody about
why am I drawing a blank on
it? I know. Oh my gosh, I have to look it up.
But we went through that with our staff, and oh my gosh, it empowered all of us to just get to know each other that much better. So anything by Brené Brown is definitely a winner. The other question we asked was, how do you upskill yourself while working in a remote position? So I'm sure some of our listeners here are like, well, I have to upskill myself because I have to take these certain courses and I have to stay certified. But outside of that, how do you upskill yourself while working in a remote position? Some of the people said that just having the ability to, quote, figure it out because I'm working from home, so I can YouTube tutorials or switch gears and do some research online or... But you, at the same time, you have to have the autonomy to do that, right? So if you don't have the autonomy to make those decisions and to upskill yourself, that can be tough as well.
Yeah, I love a good problem because my grandma just instilled in me, Kelly, every single problem has a solution. You just need to stop and take the time to look into it and figure it out. And if you need reinforcements or you need help, then you call them in. And so I really feel that, you know, some of the unique challenges that we face with our clients, but also that we face as moms and career women, there's obstacles and there's roadblocks. And every single time that you knock those down, I feel like you're upskilling yourself with each blow. Like I find it really empowering to solve problems. And I think that's what we do.
That's a great way of looking at it. I never really thought about it like that, but solving problems is a big one. And, you know, I do feel for those people who don't have the autonomy to solve problems. There are people who try to upskill themselves, but maybe can't because their position doesn't have that autonomy. So maybe that's a way around it a little bit, is maybe going out and finding more problems that you can actually solve, and that will give you the ability to upskill yourself along the way.
Well, yeah, and think about it, like, regardless of what career track or landscape path you're on or within, I mean, every time that you do solve a problem, well, it's solved, right? So you can put that underneath your umbrella of products and services, scope of offering, or in your toolkit, right? You got some ammo there. So I think that's just the way that if you look at it like that, it's really kind of exciting, right? Because who doesn't like to win? And I think solving problems is winning.
Yep, it sure is. We can wrap this up. I want to wrap it up with a little takeaway that I took from here. I like this one. Empowerment is knowing that you were chosen for your ability and being trusted to live up to it.
Really good stuff. And I will follow it up with Dare to Lead. How the heck did we forget that, the name of that book? I think we're just blanking on it because we read it with our entire team. We would have assignments, and then every single Friday we'd have a 2-hour meeting, a team building culture exercise, and stay tuned because that is going to be our next topic on The Speakeasy. Thanks so much for listening, you guys.
And thank you for joining us. And to connect with Hillary or Kelly to simplify your credit union marketing needs with EmpowerFi's full service marketing and design support, please visit EmpowerFi.org. You can also email info@EmpowerFi.org for more information. This is the Speakeasy Financial Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening.